This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. And now, joining us on the hotline, and I believe he might be in transit as he is, we are wrapping up our coverage from West Virginia, courtesy of Flight by Yingling. It is a practice report from Sean Pendergast. What's happening, man?
I'm just getting ready to go into this little eatery here in Lewisburg and cut up some videos and make some posts and reserve a hotel room in Charlotte and think about the next 4 hours. I've got 4 hours in the car this afternoon, boys, to ponder the fate of the safety position on the Houston Texans. So that'll be my afternoon.
You know, we're going to ask you about that. Who doesn't like to use the word scuttlebutt? We all have seen the tweets.
That says butt.
But yeah. You hearing anything else in terms of updates?
On
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, yeah.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, yeah. No, I have not heard any updates. We just literally just left the practice facility. Seth and I have been there talking to people, interviewing people. Seth has a killer 20-minute sit-down with D'Amico Ryans that I think is going to drop on social today, and I think they're going to play it on I'm out tomorrow, so I think he and Brandon Scott are going to play it tomorrow. But as far as C.J. Gardner-Johnson goes, no, we haven't heard anything new. It was definitely kind of a cast – a pall over what otherwise has been a really good 4 days. I think the first day was dominated by the defense, and I think the offense showed some things in the other two padded practices to give you some encouragement. This is still going to be a team that's built around its defense, but the defense took a big hit today. So yeah, it was, for those who missed it earlier, it happened right as I was coming on with you guys to do crosstalk, and it was about as somber of training camp injury scene as I've been around. You know, when guys go down and you know it's a serious injury, guys take a knee and everybody's quiet. And this one was just different. It was so long. It was so quiet. And when they carted C.J. Gardner-Johnson off, they brought him over to the Performance Center, which is this huge building next to the two football fields where they practice. And when the cart pulled up to the entrance to the Performance Center, it wasn't one of these things where he kind of got off the cart and was able to limp into the building. He needed help from two of the Texan staffers, you know, kind of arm over shoulder of two guys helping him get in the building. So it did not look good.
Man, that's really, really unfortunate. And we heard D'Amico Ryans talking about the ways in which, you know, he tries to take time to make sure that his players are able to kind of be in that space. But then the tough part about the job is that you got to get back to work. And they did. They had practice. We were seeing kind of some updates from CJ, and, camp practice stats always kind of irk me. However, we did see some that would point to the idea that CJ kind of had a 50% completion day. What was the CJ's day? What did it look like to you in the scrimmage?
I thought he made some good throws. There was a sequence, I think, in the middle of – probably about midway through the scrimmage part of the practice where he hit Nico Collins. Should have hit Nico Collins. Nico wide open. CJ put it right on him, and Nico just dropped it in the end zone. It would have been about a 25-yard touchdown. The very next play, CJ had Dalton Schultz open almost in the same spot and overthrew him. And we've seen that a lot from CJ Stroud in this camp, guys, and here at the Greenbrier. Like, there's, for a guy who hangs his hat on accuracy and ball placement, he's just been a little off. It's not horrible, but there's always one or two throws in these team periods where you go, ah, I feel like 2023 CJ probably puts that right on the guy's face mask, you know? So, but I thought overall it was pretty good. He had some nice throws. The first session of scrimmage play, he marched the team down the field, got a field goal, finished it off with a touchdown they were doing situations where they had scores and how much time was left on the clock, and they had 17-12. CJ's group was trailing with 20 seconds to go, and on the very last play, he hits Nico Collins in the end zone for a touchdown. So they ended on a high note today. It's not great, but it's okay. Like, the offense, I feel, is moving in the right direction.
And that's what DeMeco said. But as I heard DeMeco talking, as I saw all these numbers and listening to you, you know, to me, it speaks more to maybe CJ's his head is just swimming a little bit still. You know, we talked about it yesterday because he actually had better protection by all accounts and still was kind of. It wasn't like he was, you know what I mean? He wasn't like being pressured or hit or whatever and threw an incompletion. He had time and threw an incompletion.
Yeah, this is what I've been noticing, guys, is that when it's either quick game and the ball's out fast or he drops back and his first read is open, it looks really good. Like, if you did passer rating by progression, first read, second read, third, you know, that kind of thing, kind of like they do ERA, like they did with the guy on the Marlins the other night, like ERA for the first time through the order, second time through the order, I think it was Quantrill, and then they hit 400 against him, you know, the third time through the order. Like, if you did that with CJ when it came to progressions, if his first read is open, his passer rating feels like it's 120. Like, he looks really good. If that first shot isn't open and things are starting to cave in, he just, to me, looks jittery and just maybe a little indecisive. And so I'm hoping that this is just a function of more stuff being on his plate and the more comfortable he gets in an offense that, let's face it, against live bullets, so to speak, he's had, you know, we're just talking padded practices. I mean, he hasn't even played another NFL team yet in this offense. He's had like 6 padded practices. So it's super, super early. But that's what I'm seeing right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm seeing first read, quick game, looks great. Anything, if he's holding the ball any longer than like 2.5 seconds, then that's where it just turns into indecision, sacks, interceptions, or sailing the football.
And we've talked a lot, just generally as a Texans, you know, like conglomerate people around this team, talked a lot about, well, the defense, you know, is really good. I do wonder, and I don't know why it took me this long, as you're saying it, one, you talk about 2.5 seconds. That's about when an offensive line, any normal one, is starting to say, hey, we got to let up. But then I do wonder if you're talking about secondary and tertiary reads, how much of that is a jitteriness that comes from, I know that those guys are great at picking the football off, and if I'm throwing into my second and third read, are they baiting me? Are they on me? Like, I do wonder how much that factors in.
Well, I think, too, I mean, you bring up a good point, Reggie, with the secondary. Like, it may just be something as simple as guys just aren't getting open. I mean, this is a really, really good secondary, you know. So it could be one of those things where CJ's holding on to the ball because he's looking downfield and there's nobody open to throw to. So, you know, we don't have the benefit of being able to go back and replay all the snaps and things like that and see what's happening with all 22 guys on the field. I just know that if it's not there early, it's not good for this offense right now.
You know, one thing that, you know, we haven't discussed, and I should have asked you this earlier, obviously the horrible news that it appears to be with CJ Gardner-Johnson. What was the rotation after him? I mean, in the immediate, what was the safety rotation behind Gardner-Johnson?
Russ Yeast had an interception. So, you know, I don't recall. It was off of Davis Mills, so that was not with the ones. MJ Stewart, I think, got bumped up some, John. I think he's like the next option. Look, I think the interesting part of this conversation is really a name that was not out there practicing. I don't even know if he made it to the Greenbrier, but he's been working out off to the side in Houston, and that's Jimmy Ward.
Yeah.
You know, this all of a sudden makes Jimmy Ward a relevant player in all of this. Now, we don't know. We know Jimmy Ward's injury history. We know he's got legal issues right now. That could be resolved soon. He's got a court date. I think I read next week, like August 13th, I think is the court date for Jimmy Ward. He's been around the team. He was out, you know, like he was riding a cart back over to the stadium the other day from the practice field. So, you know, so that factors in now. But MJ Stewart appears to be the guy who's next in line, because they're missing Jalen Reed right now too. The rookie six-rounder out of Penn State has been missing some practices after having a really good first week of camp before he suffered his leg injury. So it's the safety positions. You know, it's Kalen Bullock, and then just, you know, we'll see after that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I do want to go back to the offensive line as we're talking to Sean Pendergast with a practice report from West Virginia. This offensive line, clearly a better pass protection day. How was it with them run blocking? Because obviously that's still going to matter a good amount for an offense that wants to run the football.
It actually looked pretty good, Reggie. There, you know, Daria Gumbawale on one of the drives, they were doing some situational stuff. And I don't think Dare is going to be the starting running back or anything for this team, but this is where they are right now. You know, there's no Joe Mixon, no Nick Chubb, and Damian Pierce didn't practice today, which was not a big surprise. I don't think they're going to take him off of the PUP list. And then his first practice is other than a walkthrough, is a padded practice. Mm-hmm. But it actually looked pretty good. There were some cutback lanes there. They were getting some yardage on the ground. You know, from the reps that I saw, I missed probably the first 10 to 12 minutes of the scrimmage part just because they started while Payne and Pendergast was still on the air. Very inconsiderate of them, by the way.
That's right. How could they?
How could they do that? But it actually, the ground game looked pretty good. Now, here's the thing. They are nowhere close. This is what I'm just surmising. From the fact that Juice Scruggs was getting reps with the ones at center today for portions of the practice. He hasn't played center at all in training camp. And now here we are in scrimmage day at the Greenbrier, the last day, and he's popping up playing center with Jarrett Patterson playing right guard next to him and Ed Ingram playing left guard on the other side with C.J. Stroud out there at quarterback. That tells me they're nowhere close to knowing what the starting offensive line is going to look like.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, we didn't see anybody report some of these moves that were moving around on the offensive
Sean
line.
Thank God Sean Pendergast is there, because we were seeing Juice Scruggs at guard, which I know he did. I'm not saying that those reports were wrong.
He played some guard. He played some guard, too. No, he played center today for a little while, snapping
and
the
Patterson,
ball to C.J.
while
Stroud.
Patterson was guard.
Well, Patterson was the right guard next to him, yes.
Oh, my goodness. So they're honestly, just mixing and matching on the interior.
Yeah, I had gotten out of the business of thinking he...
Unless I'm high. Unless, you know what I mean? Like, it is elevation here. You know, so unless...
No,
unless
I believe
the
you.
Air is too thin.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Now I'm starting to doubt myself if nobody wrote it on the internet, you know.
Well, might have just missed it. Obviously, we're doing our show, but it does speak a lot. And I was about to ask about the offensive line, which is a consistent topic But I was going to ask, you know, Juice Scruggs just getting the reps at right guard. Now you're telling me he's getting reps at with the ones at center.
He was getting at center.
That changes
yeah.
everything. All of a sudden it makes me think that they're just mixing and matching, trying to find the right combination.
It makes me think that it makes me think that neither of the centers that have been playing center so far have really stood out enough yet. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I mean, of all the positions along the offensive line, to me, the two most important ones, even though I know the interior and keeping that safe for CJ is super important, but left tackle and center, to me, are the two most important. The guy protecting the quarterback's blind side and the guy who that the quarterback has to have the, you know, the tightest brain synergy with the center. And left tackle's in flux right now. Cam Robinson didn't practice today either. So there's a lot going on, man.
Well, the other thing that I'm thinking of is, you know, that affects C.J. Stroud, too. Because, you know, C.J. Stroud in the center, you know, sort of hand in glove there. And he's trying he's trying to learn, you know, reads and the communication with the center. And all of a sudden, no, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing per se, just that they're still trying to figure it out, that combination.
Especially when you talk about the idea that Nick Caserio, when he was on with you guys, were saying that this would kind of be the general time where they started to figure out what they were doing. They just added a wrinkle on the day before we go or the last practice before they go and get their preseason opener.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. Sam Warren of the Chronicle. I'm just checking to make sure I'm not crazy. Mm-hmm. Sam Warren, who, by the way, great dude, and his summaries on Twitter are great. He tweets, you guys have seen this, he tweets every play, like in really easy-to-consume form. Texans twos. Okay, it might have been the twos he was out there with then. My bad. He might have been out there with Mills. Texans twos, third drive, Juice Scruggs at center, Jared Patterson at right guard. So I might have had that
but
one.
But nevertheless, they're trying him there. Yeah.
And Scruggs was with the right. He was right guard with the one. So he was out there with the ones at right guard. He was at center with the twos with Jared Patterson next to him at right guard. So I stand corrected on that. That said, Juice Scruggs seems to be figuring prominently into whatever the future looks like right now, which is. A little bit scary, I think.
Pencil him into the offensive line room, Lopez.
Now,
all right,
now we gotta do it. Yeah.
Real quick before we go, the question I've been asking you all week for pet cat purposes and otherwise: winners on the day out there from Sean Pendergast.
Xavier Hutchinson, massive winner today. Huge winner today. Xavier Hutchinson, two touchdowns, like good touchdowns, not little cheesy touchdowns. Two good touchdowns. Another shot downfield. He's in a battle right now, man. Four guys. We talked about it yesterday. Four guys battling for two spots. And Xavier, and I think they really like Xavier Hutchinson. He had a big day today. That was the big one for me. Like, okay, this was if you're battling for a spot, that's a good kind of day to have right there. So, yeah, Xavier Hutchinson would be that guy today.
None of the tight ends. I saw Dalton Schultz had a catch or two. I forget. Stood out today. That's been another, you know,
Stover. Yeah, Stover looks good. Stover had a touchdown today. Stover looks really, really good. And Schultz has looked good. I just thought – I don't recall plays that popped for me with Schultz.
Yeah, that's been the thing for me with the tight ends all camp is like, oh, man, they've been solid, but I don't know that anything has popped in a large way. Yeah. But, hey, I mean
– Hey, look, solid – Reggie, solid would be a massive improvement over last year for that group.
Agreed. Yeah. Strong agreed.
You know?
All right, anything you want to leave us with before you head into this small-town diner and eat some what I imagine is some really good grub?
I am about to drop my interview with Aziz Alshire that I did after practice today. He was excellent. We ended up talking a lot about his relationship with D'Amico back in San Francisco because I asked him. He was an undrafted free agent that went to San Francisco when D'Amico was the linebackers coach, and I said, did you know anything about D'Amico when you chose – to go to San Francisco? And he said, well, yeah, he said his whole family is Eagles fans. So they knew D'Amico from his time in Philly, but he had a great story about being an undrafted free agent. He chose San Francisco, not just because of D'Amico, but because Chris Kiffin was there, who was his position coach, Lane Kiffin's brother. Mm-hmm. He was his position coach at Florida Atlantic and had a great story about a wager that was made about him within the building in San Francisco. So that's my tease right
there.
That
is a very good tease.
Got it.
Sean.Pendergast on Instagram. Sean T. Pendergast on Twitter. Make sure that you consume it there. Sean, enjoy your lunch, and then we'll catch you for a pregame on Saturday at 12.
Saturday at noon. Yeah, appreciate you guys. Been fun coming on this week. I'll see you back in Houston.
Yes, there he is. That's Sean Pendergast joining us for a practice report live from West Virginia, courtesy of Flight by Yingling. Man, that was really good. I'm not going to lie, though. That offensive line,
I did the old, what?
Yeah, for sure. I do think it is still notable with the second team, because we did talk about Jared Patterson. Was that yesterday or was that today?
Absolutely still
the
notable.
Idea of him maybe, like, I know that they like him playing center. Have they kind of gotten away from him playing guard? Still getting him some work at guard. Juice still getting some work at center. That malleability in the interior still being worked on to some degree as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a Thursday. We still want to get in some buy or sell. 713-572-4610. Are you buying what these various people in sports are selling you? We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.